Got it, Rex. Good yourself. Okay. Yep. Yep. What car is it? Yep, so those off-the-shelf maps that come with the access port, they're just generic maps. I wouldn't recommend running them long-term. So they're basically, so you can put your mods on and drive to your tuner to actually get the car tuned properly. Yeah, and then... Yeah, I'd be doing, yeah, full turbo back exhaust, colder intake and the tune. But yeah, I wouldn't use the off-the-shelf maps. You can use the access port, that's fine. So we can tune it on the access port. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, so probably wouldn't recommend the Cobb one. We've got our own kits that we can build for you. They're probably cheaper than the Cobb ones. For flex fuel, you're probably not going to make crazy amounts of power on a stock turbo. Not going to do much for you. I'd just be upgrading the turbo. Yeah. How many Ks are on it? How many Ks are on it? Okay. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely worth doing like a 257 with some drop-in pistons and head studs, obviously. Yeah, if you're going to be tuning... Yeah, yeah, all that sort of stuff. If you're going to be tuning it on the stock engine, do a compression test first before you even think about it. These things are pretty common to, yeah, break a piston. Probably wouldn't worry about a leak then. I'd do a compression. Yeah, compression test. Or that, if you want to spend money straight off the bat. yeah, you'll be on limited life with that thing. So, yeah, it's not going to last very long. Basically, yeah. 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 Yeah, yeah. Won't need a torque plate or anything like that. You'll be able to literally, yeah, no, not set ring gaps, you'll be able to set them as it is. You don't even have to split the block or anything. Yeah, so the pistons, you can literally pop the old ones out and put the new ones straight in when the block's, like, delivered to you. Like, don't disassemble anything other than, obviously, the piston ring, the piston pins you have to take out. That's it. Yeah, it'll be very, very easy. I'd be checking them anyway. But yeah, just, yeah. I think some of them say they're presets, but yeah, I wouldn't trust that. Yeah, exactly. I probably wouldn't read as the access port. If you're doing mods, probably not, depending on what mod you're doing. Yeah. So if you're planning to do the bottom end and do flex fuel, you're gonna have to get the car towed here, but it's not gonna run on the big injectors. Yeah. So you can probably do an. We can probably do an off-the-shelf like an e-tune thing for you. We do e-tuning as well, so we can probably send you a map. Obviously, Warwick will have to charge you for that. And then you'll be able to drive the car on that map to us, and obviously pay the remainder. If it's a first start, it's very hard, unless you're gonna, start it, run it in, and then do the mods yourself. Yeah, maybe do it as a stock car. Not really. So on a stock engine, they say you need to do 1,000 Ks. Yeah. I reckon that's probably the better option for you. If you're doing all the work yourself, and obviously if you're capable of doing all that sort of stuff, I would, yeah, drop the new engine in as a stock car, run it in, so 1,000 K run in, drop the oil, check over everything, and then do the mods. Yeah. Probably not, because it's all kits and we're moving away from that website. So we're getting a new website that we're building literally this week. It's probably going to be ready to launch, or next week, something like that. But flex fuel wise, we normally use a Zetronix flex fuel kit. Yeah, so buy Zetronix. Yeah, capital Z. So Zetronix, Zeitronix. And then you'll need probably 1,050 cc injectors, so injector dynamics. Yeah, depending on how much power you're going for. So those are good for up to like 270, 280. If you're planning for 300 plus, I'd go for 1,300s. Yeah, it depends on what you're chasing. So the 1,300s will be good for 300 kilowatts to 330. Whereas the 1,050s will only be good for like, 270, 280. If you're doing factory bottom end, stock rods, some forged pistons, you'd be pretty safe around 300. On the 85, yeah, and then on 98, it'll be around 240. Yeah, we can organize all the parts for you if you want. Like, we've got everything here, so we can build you a whole kit, invoice, and you can just come grab everything if that's easier for you. Or you can just order it all yourself. It doesn't really faze us too much. No, fair enough. No, all good, easy. If you want to do that, do you want to maybe shoot us through an email instead? Because I'll forget to do it. I'm in the middle of doing something else right now. If you want, shoot us through an email to sales@gotitrex.com.au. REX, REX. And then just pop in there what car you've got, and put some details of what you want to do and how much power you're sort of chasing, and obviously that you want. What's that? My name's Tony. Yeah, so just pop in there. Like, we can even supply the bottom end, probably cheaper than Subaru is going to give it to you. If you want to do, like, if you want to buy all the parts, we can do it with some. I don't know how much they're going for at the moment. Al normally deals with all that sort of stuff, but it'd be worth just shooting us an email and see what sort of pricing we can do for you for that stuff, and then all the mods. We'll be back mid-Jan. Yeah, we can do that. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, perfect. Yeah, you have the mods on there. Yeah, I definitely run it in, do the mods later. Yeah, nah, easy. Send us an email and then we'll work out some a parts list for you and we'll see what discounts we can give you. Nah, done. Easy. Yeah, done. Perfect. No, all good. Easy. All good. Thanks.